MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Hovart. Mescalero Apache School will host the 2025 MAS Aerial Drone Competition Holiday Event starting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, December 6th in the school gymnasium. Everyone is invited to cheer on student drone pilots from across the region as they navigate skills challenges and showcase STEM excellence. The event is indoors and family-friendly with scheduled matches, pit areas to meet the teams, and photo-video opportunities for everyone. Safety protocols and netted flight areas will be in place. Admission is only one new unwrapped toy, supporting the holiday toy drive for local families. Celebrate student innovation in a safe, exciting STEM competition while supporting local children during the holidays. And those seeking to buy water from the village of Capitan may have to wait until next year. At their meeting on November 10th, the Capitan Board of Trustees reviewed a draft of a resolution to lift the bulk water sales ban presented by village attorney Zach Cook. After a discussion, trustees directed Cook to refine his proposed solution for a possible passage at a future meeting. Trustee Bobby Shearer recommended the proposed resolution be brought to the board in January of 2026 after Eddie Sedhill, who was elected to the board on November 4th, begins his term, along with incumbent Sherry Hare, who was reelected. And the New Mexico Department of Agriculture is reporting New Mexico's first case of equine herpes, or EHV1, which is a highly contagious virus for horses. A horse in Doña Ana County has tested positive for the neurological disease and is in isolation but showing signs of improvement. Officials say the horse had recently attended the 2025 Women's Professional Rodeo Association World Finals and Elite Barrel Race in Waco, Texas, held on November 5th through the 9th. Other horses at the event have also contracted the virus. For questions about EHV1 testing, contact the NMDA's Veterinary Diagnostic Services at 505-383-9299. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.